Starflight by Phyllis A. Whitney. For Julie Fallowfield, for so many years my friend, agent, and counselor, thank you. Forward. The most exciting part of discovering a new setting for a novel is the role played by the unexpected. When my daughter and her husband drove me to Asheville, North Carolina, I had never heard of Lake Lure. I'd read about Chimney Rock, but had dismissed it as being out of my reach, with too many steps to climb. To my delight, there's an elevator. When we started out from Asheville, our direction was chosen arbitrarily. We drove along the Blue Ridge and down into Hickory Nut Gorge. The gorge itself was beautiful, but nothing spoke to me until we came out upon the shore of a narrow lake that stretched below the flank of a rock-scarred mountain. We drove into hills above the water where we could better view the entire enchanting scene. I knew immediately that I'd found my setting, even though at that moment I had no idea of the treasures that waited to enrich my novel. Lake Lure and Rumbling Bald Mountain provided the atmosphere and legends that would build my story. A number of people helped me along the way. Edward J. Sheary, Director of Libraries for the Asheville-Buncombe System, made me welcome and helped me with information and introductions. Laura Gaskin of Central Adult Services at the Pack Memorial Library furnished me with the names of those who might help in my search and provided me with numerous copies of articles about the area. Martha Schatz, Director of the Rutherfordton County Library, became my main contact after I returned home, sending me packets of material on all aspects of Hickory Nut Gorge and Lake.